The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hey, welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas, where we're going to set to go with the second half of our CARE tournament. Friday night doubleheader, as it will be the host team, the Valley Falls Dragons, pitted against the Bulldogs of Rossville. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's producing and engineering back at the CARE Radio Sports Studios. Joseph, have you gotten out the snow shovel yet and the rock salt to throw out on the sidewalk? Yeah, that's probably somebody else's job. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine. Tom Counts with you here courtside. And Public Address Announcer introducing the starters. Let me share them with you. What do you say? First of all, for Rossville and head coach Brandon McDonald. Coach McDonald's going to be starting freshman Jacoby McDonald and freshman Jack Donovan. Then he's going to have some sophomores out there with St. Mildred and Brock Bush. Riding it out, one senior, Cade Perrine. For Valley Falls and head coach Caleb Gansmeyer, he's got Clayton Hawkins as assistant. The Dragons tonight, it's big news, okay? For the Dragons, Hayden Carney, the sophomore, Zach Evans, the junior. You got senior Thayer Coleman. You're going to have John Brakes out there. But for the first time, I think this year, senior Dylan Cervantes is going to be out on the court. His ankle's got a little brace on it, but he seems to be well, and it's good to see him out there. His first game of the season, getting injured back in football. So, that said, we're set to go, and hope you enjoy it. The Dragons and the Dogs. This is coming into the center circle. Valley in the home whites with gold. Rossville in the bright, bright Rutgers red with white. Dragons are going to pull down the opening tip-off. We're underway in game two. Quickly over to the right side. Dragons feed into the middle. The ball's tipped out on top. Thinking about the 15-footer, and then Hayden Carney's going to pass it up. Kick it over to the right side to Thayer. Here's Dylan with it. Little left-hand dribble goes all the way out to the top of the key. The addition of Dylan Cervantes is going to be a benefit to this team. Just the fact that he's experienced, he's a senior, he's a really outstanding athlete, good team leader. You can't have too many guys with those kind of qualifications on your team. I don't care who you are. 7:15 to go in the opening quarter, still scoreless. Valley with a basketball. They've taken the opening tip-off, and they have run a minute off the clock. They're going to get that good shot. Now the drive, the shot off the window and in. They got what they wanted, and it was Hayden Carney making a count. 2-0. So Valley Falls will break out on top, 2-0. And a quick drive to the other end of the court. Didn't take Rossville long as St. Mildred will get his first points. And Hayden back up the floor with it. Top side, Dillon. They'll swing it over to the left side. Driving into the middle. Valley Falls skip pass to the right. Kearney will go to the baseline. Picked up on a double team, and now his pass is going to be batted free. Stolen away. Rhines coming up with it. Goes down the left side. Kisses it off the window. It rolls in, but they're going to wave the shot off, indicating the foul committed by the Dragons on the floor prior to the shot. Whistle's going to be on Dillon Cervantes, so it'll be his first foul of the year. We're at 6:29 to go in the opening quarter here in Valley Falls. Dogs putting in a play at the baseline of their offensive end, kick it over to the left side where the three is nailed from deep in the left corner by Jack Donovan. So Donovan picks up his first points of the game, and Rossville has leaped out to a 5-2 lead with 6:15 to play in the opening quarter. Cervantes with the ball up top side, kicks it back behind him. Here's a runner off the window and up and good. Zach Evans for two. Dragons right back within a point. We are 2 minutes into the game. And as Rossville comes up the floor, not getting the outlet pass out of his hands quickly enough, it's going to be a Jack Donovan turnover. They'll call him for the travel. Here comes Valley Falls. They're putting a play right in front of the Rossville bench and Coach McDonald over there. The drive comes into the middle, and Cervantes making a move toward the rim. Right down off the right block is going to be fouled by Jack Donovan. So Jack picking up his first foul. It'll be team foul one on each club, and Cervantes will check out of the game. And what you got to do with the guy who's just coming back in, you got to get him acclimated. You know, give him the start, get him into the game. Don't wear him out. I mean, his conditioning, I mean, he's an athlete. He's always in good shape, but his basketball conditioning, I don't know how much he's been able to run and go. So they'll bring him out for a little bit. You can be sure he's going to be back in. Baseline to the right side, Valley Falls. They'll go into the middle, and the pass toward the middle of the lane is going to be deflected. Coming up with it is going to be Rossville. Donks quickly up the court, kicking it down the right side, Perrine. He'll look into the middle instead. He's going to lob it over to the left side, putting it on the floor two times, looking in, no room, bounce past left block. Backing into the lane, rotating, the shot is going to be off the back of the rim, no good, and the rebound tapped out of bounds, and it will be Valley Falls basketball. St. Mildred, the last guy to have touched it, and it will belong to the Dragons. There's a really good crowd here on a Friday night. Tournament basketball. Tournament week. Can you believe that? Gus would say that we are wrapping up the second third of the basketball season here at Tournament Week. Valley Falls with the ball up top side. Coming into the game, by the way, I probably maybe didn't mention, Grant Meyer is in for Coach Gatzmeyer. Driving into the middle, about a 10-foot jumper is going to be up and good for Hayden Kearney. Kearney knocks it down for the first time tonight. Valley Falls has stepped out on top. It is 6-5. Pass down deep into the left corner is going to escape, get out of bounds, and it'll come back to Valley Falls. Dillon Cervantes, I thought he would be right back in, but he was in even more quickly than I anticipated. He's going to come in, and this time he's going to replace Bayer Coleman. We're 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter, and it is a 6-5 Valley lead. Here's Cervantes, top of the key. Shot is going to be up a little bit short, but the offensive board is going to be hauled down, now batted away and stolen. Rossville outlets down the court, and the outlet a little too long, and the ball is going to get away, get out of bounds. It'll come back to Valley Falls. .405 to go. We're basically midpoint of the first quarter, and it's a one-point game. It's not really a good one in that first contest tonight between Oscaloosa and ACCHS. The Tigers trailing going into the fourth quarter, able to have a big quarter to win it. Here's a turnaround shot in the lane. Won't fall for John Frankson. Rossville, back up court, stepping back, putting up the three, and hitting it from deep, deep on the right side. Rossville, it's their first three of the game. Putting that one in is going to be Tayson Horak. Here's a shot from underneath. Valley, no. Follow shot, no. And a foul call. We're down to 3:28 to play in the opening quarter. The foul is going to be the second of the game by Rossville's Jack Donovan. And coming to the line for Valley Falls is going to be Grant Meyer. Young man just coming into the game a little bit ago. First shot is going to be up, and the freshman will have it just, leave it just a little bit short. Rossville is going to bring Jacoby McDonald back in. Also, back into the game is going to come Brock Bush. Second free throw, off wide to the right side. Valley Falls are going to come up with the rebound. It's loose on the floor. They're going to bring it back out on top. Here's his long two. No. And the rebound results in a jump ball. Still an 8-6 ball game. With 3:19 to play in the first quarter. Rossville with the lead and with the basketball. Korak hits a three. Donovan three and two for St. Mildred. Dogs will have the ball over to the left side. It's going to be Cade Perrine with it. Comes into the lane. Gets doubled up there. Has to come out on top. Here's a three. Buried from the left side by Perrine. Three threes for Rossville. One each from three different athletes. And they have now forged an 11-6 lead. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Accelerating to the baseline. Stopping on the right side of the lane. The dish is going to come back out on top. Frakes playing at the high post. Will feed it into the middle. The shot up off the window is no good. And a Rossville rebound cleared away and brought up the floor quickly. Down the right side with it is going to come Cade. Bryant comes out on top. Here's a three. Wide right. Rebounding it back down. Dragons. Deuce is on the board at 2:22 to play in the first. And a quick shot by Valley Falls. Not going to drop, but largely because of the foul committed inside. This foul is going to be on Korak, and it'll be Tayson's first. For Rossville, that'll bring up team foul three. And back to the free throw line comes Valley Falls. Valley's 0-2 at the free throw line as a team. It'll be the first free throws tonight for Zach, and Evan's shot off the rim two times will not go in. One more shot coming up here for Valley Falls and junior Zach Evans. 2:20 to play. One more shot for Zach. Good shooter, typically buries that one. His third point tonight. It is now 11-7. See if that's lucky for somebody. 2:15 to go in the first, and Rossville goes over to the left side. Dragons in a little player defense. Hook shot in the middle is up and good by Brock Bush. Tall athlete, long arms, and he just kind of hooked that over the top, threw it down, 13-7. We're inside 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Valley with a long cross-court pass. I thought it was so dangerous going from shoulder to shoulder. Here's a drive from the right side. The shot is up, missing. Cervantes coming out with the rebound, kicks it over to the right side. No room to get the shot away. Valley Falls is going to bring it back out on top. Meyer will have it, kicks it to the right to Evans. He'll turn and shoot and hit the three. Zach Evans. So Zach has six of Valley Falls' 10 points. It is 13-10 Rossville. Shot in the middle is up and in. Is it going to count? I'm going to wave that shot away. No. Waving it off. Foul in the middle is on. Breaks for Valley Falls. It'll be his first team foul two. Rossville has committed three team fouls, and we're down to 1:23 to play in the opening quarter. Rossville putting it in play at their offensive baseline. Just to the right of the rim. It'll come in to the baseline corner right. They'll bring it off on top to Cade Perrine. Kicks it over to the left side. Korak has it. Feeds into the lane. That hook shot again. This time is a little too strong. The offensive rebound is followed and pushed back up and in. So for Rossville, shortly ago coming into the game and knocking that one down is going to be William Cook. Seconds to go in the first quarter, 15-10. Rossville on the road here this evening at Valley Falls. Skip pass to the outside of the left block. Defense is right there. They'll bounce it back out above the three-point line. Player defense by Rossville really swarming. No room. Get that thing in the middle. They're going to bring it back out on top again. You can see clearly that Rossville under head coach McDonald, well-coached team, and now we're going to get a foul. This is going to be on the freshman, Jacoby McDonald. For Jacoby, number one tonight. For Rossville, it'll be team foul four. Cook will come out of the game, and Horak will come out. As I look out on the floor, it would seem that Rossville has rotated the starting five back out of the game. McDonald, Perrine, Mildren, Donovan, Bush. 19 seconds, 18 seconds. We approach the end of the opening quarter. Dylan Cervantes drives and shoots and scores it off the window on the left side. 15-12, Rossville, 8 seconds to go in the first. Here's a big three coming up short. Dragons have time. They're going to have to hurry. Now it's going to be batted away. Rossville has time. They hurry. The shot at the buzzer won't go in. Opening quarter is in the books. We'll be back. Second quarter coming up. It is the Valley Falls Boys Invitational Tournament after one. Rossville 15, Valley Falls 12.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Getting ready to go to the second quarter. I will admit to you, I've seen Valley Falls team a handful of times already this season. I have not seen Rossville. But I can tell you already, one of the things that's going to make Rossville a difficult team to play is the balance. For Valley Falls, Zach Evans has a half a dozen points. Hayden Carney, four. Dylan Cervantes, the other two. But for Rossville, 15 points. Six different players with one basket each. So you don't know where that ball is going to be coming from. Karine, three. Donovan, three. Horak, three. Cook, two. Bush, two. Mildren, two. That's the Rossville distribution after one quarter. And now as Valley tries to drive into the lane, we're going to get a foul on the Dogs. This one's going to be on Jacoby McDonald. And quickly, is that the freshman who's been charged with his second foul tonight? And just as quickly as that, Coach McDonald is going to take him out of the game. Back in is going to come Tayson Horak. 7.5 to go in the half. Cervantes will bring it in all the way out at midcourt. To the right side with it. Carney feeds it over to the left. Frakes had to chase it down. Gets it back in the middle. Beautiful move. The sweeping underhand layup for the right side is up and good for Zach Evans, his 8th point of the game. 15-14. Rossville by one. 7-11 to go in the first half. Shot goes up for Rossville. Won't go in. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Valley Falls. It's a 2-on-3 break. Valley will spin into the lane. The shot. Off the glass. A circus shot. It's up and good. Count it for Hayden Kearney. Valley Falls is in front. 16-15. Into the free throw line. Over to the left. The three from the wing. No. Rebound tipped out. Valley coming down with it. Again, it's 2-on-3. Down the court, we've got a contact and an offensive foul call this time. That was playing. It takes a little fortitude. I mean, you see this guy coming at you. He's running full tilt. And you are going to step in front of him, post up, and let him run into you. Know it full well what's going to happen. And he did it. And did a great job. Draws the foul. We're coming back the other way. First foul of the game for Hayden Kearney. Here comes Rossville, trailing by one, and we're going to have an offensive foul on the other end. It was the same thing. Really, the only difference is running in to the middle and being assessed with the foul is going to be Cade. He ran into John Frakes, but that's a not a very big guy running into a very big guy. We're down to 6:20 to go in the opening half. 16-15, Valley by one. Pass comes out on top, looking for Dylan. It's going to be over and back, and Rossville's going to have it back in play here at midcourt. Tomorrow on K-Radio, we'll be in the Nolan Gymnasium, bringing you Benedictine College basketball. It is a noon start for the ladies. Benedictine women at 12. The guys at 2 as the Ravens play host to Park after having been on a long road trip. Here's a 3. Nope. Offensive board followed. Yes. St. Mildred makes it 17-16. And the two teams trade the lead again. Cervantes left side. No one, no team has put together a, what you would call a substantial lead in this one. Here's a 3. Oh, Dillon from the outside. Cervantes with 5. Back in front goes Valley Falls at 19-17. 5.5 to go opening half. The pass into the middle is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Valley Falls and Fayer Coleman. It'll be Dogs basketball. They'll be in at their baseline. Inbound work done by Horak. They'll take it left. Now an uncontested 3 is shot. It will not go in. Jack Donovan had a good look at it. He was able to take a little bit of time. Windage elevation, all of that. Didn't go in. Rebounded. Quick shot on the other end for 3 by Valley. Doesn't go for Dillon. Back up and then will come Rossville. Two teams getting up and down the court. Here's a feed into the lane. First to the left, then to the right. The spinning shot is up and in. 2 more for St. Mildred. It is now a 19-19 ball game, and we are deadlocked again at 4:50 to go in the half. Mentioning a moment ago that neither of these teams has been able to put together a substantial lead. Well, it doesn't get much closer than this. Now the breakaway to the other end of the floor, and that is a tough call. What had happened? Brunsfield had raced down the court. Cape Ryan had stopped short of the baseline, getting ready to make a layup. Little head fake. The defender comes from behind him, and what I think a lot of people expected was going to be a foul by the Rossville defender turned into a block of that shot pulled back down into the hands of the Valley Falls player who, with some inertia, was still heading toward the baseline, so they're going to call him for a travel. So Rossville's going to turn it over. Valley Falls back up the court, even at 19. Now Rossville's going to reach in and just hit the pocket of Hayden Kearney, and they're going to come back the other way. 4:20 to go in the half. Still a 19-19 game. Skip pass outside the right block. 2 head fakes later. The shot is up and missing. And a rebound pulled down by John Frake. Here come the Dragons. Quickly outletting it down the floor. But by the time Valley Falls gets more than 2 players into the forecourt, all 5 defenders are down the court set for Rossville. Now the Dogs will steal. Come to the other end of the floor. Missed the shot. Up at the board. Followed home. William Cook gets his 4th point. And we get a Rossville timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. Taking a break. Just under 4 minutes to play in the opening half. It is Rossville 21, Valley Falls 19.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
As we come back to play, Valley Falls puts it in play, puts up a quick shot that does not go in. Rossville takes it the other way, and they'll put up a baseline shot that does. The bucket of Jack Donovan, his 5th point of the ball game, and it's now a 23-19 lead for Rossville. 3.5 to go in the first half. Here in Valley Falls, Kansas, where they're so hospitable, and we appreciate all the things that they do. They put on a really outstanding invitational tournament every year. Feed over to the left side. Here's an uncontested 3. It's on its way, but coming up a little bit short. Rossville sweeps down the board. Dogs taken to the other way at 3 minutes to go in the half. Top side with it is going to be Kate Perrine. Kicks it over to the baseline. A runner from 12 on the right side. It's going to go in, but they'll call a travel first. So Rossville what looked like was going to be a good bucket does not go in. And Coach Gadsmeyer not quite happy enough with his team, and he's going to take a timeout. We'll take a break with him. Timeout, Joseph again. Now at 2:58 to go in the half. It remains Dawgs 23, Dragons 19.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We're so glad to have you along with us here tonight on CARE Radio. 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play. 2:58, 2:55, and rolling along here in the first half, 23-19. Up court pass for Valley. You heard kind of the moan from the Dragon fans. That one is going to be stolen away, and back up with it will come Rossville. Joseph, I think you did it, but I'd love for everybody to be aware of this. This is KAIRFM Horton. Atchison is a three-point shot by Donovan. Is up and in. And Rossville is slowly establishing their biggest lead of the night as they are now up 7 with 2:20 to go in the first half. Dragons go to the left side to look into the middle, twisting, turning. Boy, that was close to the 5-second closely guarded call, but they're going to get it back out on top, and Dylan Cervantes will come around to the right side. The other really good news for Dylan is coming out of the injury and his first PT this season on the basketball court. Looks fine. No perceptible issue, and as I say that, he throws in a three. Second three of the game for Dylan Cervantes, and he's got 8. It is 26-22 with a minute 50 to go in the half. But Cervantes, again, been in and out of the game. I think they're kind of keeping a close eye on him. Doesn't seem to have slowed him down. Doesn't seem to have changed him from making the cuts and moves that we're accustomed to seeing him make. Here's a feed from the right side. Cervantes with the block. Roscoe's going to recover the ball, however, and bring it back over to the right side of the free throw line where there's a big collision. The shot goes up, and what do we got going on here? Is there a foul? Is there a bucket? What do we have? We're going to have a Rossville offensive foul. The foul for Rossville is going to be on Cameron Badura, who has only just come into the game. So Badura will collect his first foul. Hasn't gotten a point in the ballgame yet. Valley Falls back up the floor. And then turn around. Shot breaks in the middle. Good for two. That's John's first point tonight. And Valley Falls, who was down 7 a moment ago, has cut the gap to 2 with a minute 12 to play in the half. Cross-court pass to Rossville. Nearly lost, but the look-away pass underneath. The layup is going to be up. Won't go, but a foul by the Dragons. This is going to be on Dylan. Second foul of the ball game for Dylan Cervantes. Valley Falls team foul 4. And free throws coming up here for Rossville. And at the line, St. Mildred. He's got to have it as a point tonight. Make it 7 with that free throw. One more shot on the way for the sophomore for Rossville. And it rattles home. 28-24. We have a minute to go in the half. At the baseline, the shot deflected out of the hands of Hayden Carney. Rossville flying up. They'll swing it over to the left side. Putting it up high is going to be Perrine. Back out on top again. Badura feeds it left. Shot for 3 off the window, but no good. Here come the Dragons. 40 seconds to go in the half. The 3 from the top. No. Rebounding it down. Rossville. You can hear across the way, perhaps, Coach McDonald saying, okay, guys, slow this down. Let's get patient. Let's get very deliberate here. Leading by 4, 20 seconds to go in the half. Here's an open 3. Probably not the shot he wanted to see having been taken. It does not go in. Back up court with it. Valley Falls. Here come the Dragons. 14 seconds left of the half. They're going to look for the final shot. They will go into the locker room, though, trailing. Here's a long two, nope, rebound at Rossville, and that will take us to halftime. We've come to intermission here in Valley Falls, Kansas. They go to the locker room with this score. Rossville 28, Valley Falls 24. We'll be back at Sunrise all that half right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
As we return to Valley Falls, halftime of the second game of the night, Funzy Dragon dance team entertaining a really quality crowd here tonight. And as they do that, let me kind of recap that opening half for you. First of all, for Rossville, you're going to find this almost like a Groundhog Day repetitive thing. For Rossville, you've got two guys with 8 points. Nate Mildren, Jack Donovan, 8 apiece. For Valley Falls, you're going to have a couple of guys with 8 points apiece at halftime. Zach Evans and Dylan Cervantes. Then for Rossville, it'll be 4.5 for William Cook, 3 apiece for Taysen Horak, Kate Perrine, and 2 for Brock Bush. For Valley Falls, you've got 6 for Hayden Carney, and John Frakes with 2. So again, for Rossville, as it was at the end of the opening quarter, we find it still in halftime. A more balanced scoring attack, but it hasn't led to a huge intermission advantage, only a 4-point game. Stay with us. Second half coming up live here on CARE Radio with the intermission score. Rossville 28, Valley Falls 24. Kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the world-famous CARE Radio Sports Studios at a halftime for the H's.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy 6 crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olays? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few.
The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball from the Valley Falls Boys Tournament. We'll be returning to the Rossville Valley Falls game in just a couple of moments. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you tomorrow. The time has changed. We will be starting the women's game at high noon with the men's game to be at 2 p.m. as the Ravens are playing host to Park University. In a interesting programming side note, and this is not a game that we will be carrying right here at Hot Country 93.7, but the Atchison Phoenix boys have advanced to the Thunder Classic Championships. The Thunder Classic Championship game will be tomorrow against Marysville. Tip-off will be at 1 o'clock in Seneca, Kansas. Please note the time change. The original game had been scheduled for 6 p.m. and was changed due to the threat of inclement weather. So if you're planning to go see the Phoenix up in Seneca tomorrow for the championship game of the Thunder Classic, be there by 1 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Taking a look at some of the finals that we've had in earlier games, it was ACCHS over Oskaloosa in the game that you heard right here at Hot Country 93.7 by 52 points to 43. In the Troy-Valley Heights game, it was Troy at 64 points to Valley Heights 53. Clifton Clyde fell to Axtell. Axtell had 51 points to Clifton Clyde's 44. And in the Hiawatha-Perry-Lecompton girls game, it was Hiawatha 49 to Perry-Lecompton's 28. At the half, we've got Washington County leading Centralia 45 to 24. In the Hanover Blue Valley game, we've got Blue Valley at 29 points to Hanover's 21. And in this game, we've got Rossville at 28 points to Valley Falls 24. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at noon tomorrow and continues until 6 a.m. Sunday morning. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 27. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Mixed precipitation likely. High of 35. Snow likely. Tomorrow night 27. Cloudy skies. About an inch of snow. Tomorrow through tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 28.2 degrees Fahrenheit up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. The winds are out of the northeast at 2 miles per hour. We currently have a relative humidity of 96%, giving us a feels-like temperature of 28 degrees out there. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.22 inches of mercury, and the wind chill is 28 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to the Valley Falls Gymnasium, where quickly is that? Valley Falls, or rather the Dogs, put the ball in play and go straight up and straight in. And that'll be the 10th point of the ballgame for St. Mildred. It is 30-24, Rossville in front. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph. He's our producer, engineer, kind of make it all happen, whatever needs done, get it done guy. Joseph, thank you. Here's a layup from underneath. Oh, it misses. Rebound, Valley Falls. Follow-up misses. Rebound, Valley Falls. Follow-up. Good for break. 30-26, Rossville. Tom Couts with you here courtside for our second game of the night, just beginning the second half. Rossville and Valley Falls here at the Valley Falls Boys Invitational Tournament, held by the Dragons every year. Rossville will have it over to the left side. The ball is on the floor. We're reaching in, tying it up. Jump ball called. Position arrow will go to Valley. Talking about Rossville and their head coach, Brandon McDonald, does really good things with this team. And you may remember Brandon McDonald. He was, prior to coming to Rossville, he was the head coach or the assistant coach at Topeka West. He graduated Topeka High. And then you might remember him here on Care Radio. He played his collegiate basketball at Baker University. So he is in his first season as head coach here. Here's a feed down to the baseline. Valley Falls will take it back over to the right. Start into the lane. There's not a lot of room. Kicks back out on top. Cervantes. The cut into the lane. The driving shot is up and good. A really athletic play. Finishing it with a bucket. That is Zach Evans, and he's got 10. It is 30-28 still. Only a two-point game. Rossville's pass on top is going to be stolen. Hayden Carney comes up with a steal. He'll kick it over to the left side and take it all the way into the forecourt. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. 30-28. Dragons with the ball trail, and now they're going to be called for a travel. And that was just a momentary lack of focus kind of a play where you have the ball in the hands of one player, he kicks it over to another, and during that exchange, they kind of are walking a little bit. Called for the travel. Back down court with it. Here comes Rossville. They lead by two with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's a driving shot to the baseline. Kissing it off the window of a good is going to be Kate Ryan. He's got five. 32-28. Back up the floor, Valley Falls. Evans on the give and go. Shot off the glass. Yeah, Zach Evans with a dozen now. And it's 32-30. This has been a great game between a couple of teams that are working hard, battling for a win here tonight at this tournament. Here's a hook shot in the lane. Up and good for Brock Bush, his fourth point. And again, Rossville pushes it right back to a four-point advantage, 34-30. First game of the night, we saw the Tigers come from behind with a huge fourth quarter to secure a win. Here's a 17-footer from straightaway at the top. Hayden Kearney with eight. 34-32. Every time Rossville gets a bucket, tries to stretch its lead a little bit, Valley Falls is right there to make sure that they don't stretch it too far. Here's a feed off the right side. The layup is going to be up and in for Rossville. That's going to be William Cook's sixth point of the game. 36-32. Let's see if Valley Falls can again answer. Going into the lane, falling away. The shot is off the rim two times. No, but followed up and in again by Frakes. John has a half a dozen. 36-34. Right now, each team's got to feel like we cannot miss scoring on any possession. And this ball goes into the lane, driven in there by Brock Bush. We talk about all the time, the five, dribbling the basketball. Cervantes reaches in, ties it up, possession arrow, coming back to Rossville. Inside 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Game moving briskly. No fouls, not a lot of interruptions of play, not a lot of stoppages at the clock. Oh, a nice backdoor pass. The bucket is up and good by William Cook, but you cannot fail to give credit to Kate Perrine in there for finding him. Now here's a pass through the lane. It's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. Back it will come to Valley Falls for baseline. It is going to be a couple of substitutions into the game for the Dogs. Back in St. Mildred and also back in Tayson Horak. 38-34. Rossville in front. Breaks in the middle. No. Followed up and home. Zach Evans, 6 in the quarter, 14 in the game, and it's down 38-36. Jump shot, not going to fall, out of bounds, back to Rossville. And again, these two teams just not missing in any trips. They may have missed a shot, but it gets an offensive rebound and put right back up like it was done there by Rossville, and he puts it in. Rossville puts up a shot, doesn't go in. Offensive board, kicks it straight back into the hands of St. Mildred. He scores and has a dozen. 40-36. Driving down the 12-footer, it's up and good again, and Kearney has 10. And it's suddenly 40-38. It's not like these teams are not playing good defense. They are. The shots are falling. These teams are running some good offense. They're executing their plays well, getting some nice looks at the rim. Here's a three from straightaway. That one's going to come up short, and it's going to be allowed to go out of bounds. It will be Valley Falls basketball. We have not seen a lot of three-point shots attempted by these teams. John Frakes is going to come out. River Valley Falls, and Grant Meyer is in. We've only seen Coach Gatzmeyer go, frankly, according to what I've got recorded here, six deep tonight. Rossville has used eight guys. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Driving in, going up, finger roll off the window, and good, Evan. 8 in the quarter, 16 in the game, and it's now 40-40. Just over 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Another three launch for Rossville. It's wide left. Offensive board. Followed up, no. Offensive board, and they're going to kick it out on top. Rossville will skip it over to the right side. Driving into the middle is going to be Horak. Now it's knocked away, tied up, batted free, loose on the floor, picked up Valley Falls. Dragons up court with a chance at a lead. Quickly down the floor, a little behind the back, pass above the three-point circle, and for Valley Falls, they have not been taking, again, that outside shot. They've been working the ball into the middle, getting the good look, and now they're going to stay all the way down to the baseline. They go and step a toe on the paint. So the Dragons are going to turn it over with a minute 39 to go in the third quarter. And it's a 40-40 ball game. Dylan Cervantes will come back in. Right now, Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer is using a six-man rotation and rotating different players in at different circumstances. And so, as a result, getting everybody a little bit of rest. Nobody with a ton of rest. Here's a feed to the left side of the free throw line. Back out to the edge. 3-point shot. Nope. Offensive board. Followed up. Nope. Tipped out and saved by the Dogs. Roscoe's going to feed it back over to the block. In the lane. Turning. Not going to go in, but a foul is going to be called. This foul is going to be on Valley Falls, and it is going to be on Thayer Coleman. And how about this? We are at a minute six, so that is essentially 7 minutes into the second half. That's the first foul by either team in the second half. The first free throw on his way does not go in. One more shot coming up for St. Mildred. And yes, Saint is his first name, S-A-I-N-T, first name Saint. Second free throw is good. That puts Rossville back in front by one at 41-40. And as they come into the forecourt, we've got 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls into basketball. Cervantes pulls up. Top of the key for the long two. No good. And looking for the rebound. Zach Evans is going to go over the back. So a foul from behind by Zach Evans, picking up his first foul of the night. And for Valley Falls, it'll be team foul two of the second half. 50 seconds to go in the third. 41-40, Roswell. Here's a wide open three. Too strong. Perfectly online, but just too long. Valley Falls rebounds it down, and they go back up the court with an opportunity at a lead here, trailing by one. Half a minute to go in the third quarter now. Valley Falls swings it over to the left side. Carney goes into the lane. The shot is up. Does not go in and hangs on the lip of the rim. And they're going to call Zach Evans for the travel. You can hear the moans and groans from the very partisan crowd here tonight at home for Valley Falls. So still, Valley Falls trails by one. And Roscoe may well run some time here and look for a final shot of the third quarter. We're inside 20 seconds. Out on top is going to be Perrine. They'll go to the left side, into the lane. The shot is up too soft. Offensive rebound, followed up, no good, but a dragon foul. At the line for Roswell, it'll be Cade Perrine. He's got 5 points tonight. A 3-point shot in the opening quarter. A two here in this third quarter. And as Thayer Coleman collects his second foul of the game, the first of two free throws is up and good. One more shot coming up for Perrine. Cade, the only senior on the roster for Rossville. Second shot off the rim once, twice, won't go in. Offensive rebound, follows it up and in. St. Mildred. Shot is up in the buzzer for the Dragons. It is up and good for Hayden Carney at the buzzer. And that was a wild and a high-scoring third quarter. We're going to come back for the fourth. This is going to be an entertaining finish. Stick with us for that. From the Valley Falls Dragons Invitational Boys Tournament, we go to the fourth quarter. It is Roswell 44, Valley Falls 42.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Good to have you back with us here in Valley Falls, Kansas, where going to the fourth quarter, it's a 44-42 ball game. It was a 4-point game at halftime. Valley Falls outscored Roswell in the third quarter, 18-16. So that means they cut it by two and go to the fourth quarter trailing by a pair. Scoring leaders for Roswell, 15 for St. Mildred. For Valley Falls, 16 for Evans and 12 for Carney. Here we go to the fourth. Valley Falls has the ball in play, and they're going to turn it over. Coach Gaspire's on his feet. He's having a heart-to-heart conversation with the official who makes that call. And we're going to have an offensive foul called on Komen. Now, Thayer didn't have any fouls at all at halftime. He's picked up three here in the second half. And we've still got a long way to go in this one. 7:40 to play. Rossville will start into the lane, stop halfway down, kick to the top. The three is up and wide right. Rebounding it down is going to be Dylan Cervantes. And here comes Valley Falls. 7.5 to go in the game. Out on top. Kearney has the ball, gets it to Dylan. Dylan rolls to the left side, hands it literally to Zach Evans. Back to Cervantes, wants to take the three, but a defender gets right in front of him. Good job by Jack Donovan. Now here's a 14-footer, rims out, no good. Offensive rebound, trying to get back up with it, it won't go. And the ball's going to be lost out of bounds, and it is Rossville basketball. 7:04 to go in the game. Still a 44-42 Rossville lead. Here come the Dogs. They will walk into the forecourt. Brian will take it across midcourt, feed it down to the left block. The shot is up and tried to block it from behind, but could make it happen. This thing's off the window and up and good, and Rossville stretches its lead. That bucket was up and in by Bush. He's got a half a dozen, and it's 46-42. Valley Falls kicks it left side, driving, rejected out of bounds, out of the hands of Zach Evans. Zach continues to be the leading scorer for Valley Falls and the leading scorer in the game with 16 points. Valley Falls brings it in, putting it back out on top. And Kearney works around to the right side. McDonald's with him. Goes in the middle. The shot is up. Are we getting a block? We are. It's going to be two free throws for Evans. The foul is going to be on St. Mildred. His first. And that, are you ready for this? That is the first foul of the second half by Rossville. Zach at the line for two. Brentwood, yes. That makes it 46-43. Valley Falls is going to take Komen out of the game and bring Grant Meyer back in. Another long look at it. Second free throw hits the back of the rim. It's no good. And a rebound cleared down. Rossville. Dogs into the forecourt. You know, you look at the Rossville roster. We talked about Kate Perrine, a senior. Carter Bergman is on the roster. He's a senior. Only two seniors on the roster, no juniors on the roster. The rest of this team for Coach McDonald, freshmen and sophomores. Turnover by Rossville, and Valley Falls back up the court with 6 minutes to play, and they trail by three. Evans holding the ball. He's just up between the circles now. Swings it over to the left side. Valley Falls is showing plenty of patience, taking their time. Now they're going to go baseline. No one steps in front of Evans and lays it up and in. Zach Evans, 19 points, 46-45, with 5.5 left to go. It's going to be a big win for someone here tonight. Oh, a nice feed to the right side of the lane, missing it, following up the shot, and getting it blocked away and committing a foul is going to be breaks. You can hear the animated conversation coming from the bench from Coach McDonald. The foul is going to be the third for Dylan Cervantes. And a first free throw will not quite go in for St. Mildred. He's still at 15 points tonight. Second free throw, off the rim once, twice, does not go in. Here comes Valley Falls. Dragons flying down the court. Now Cervantes is going to bring it out on top. He's going to set the offense with 5:15 to go. Dylan kicks it down to the baseline left. Trying to back him with the basketball is going to be Grant Meyer. No room for him. Brings it back off on top. Now the 11-foot one-handed runner is going to hang on the back of the rim and somehow holds off to the outside. No good. And we get a foul from way away, and it's going to be on John Frakes. Frakes picking up his second foul of the ball game, and what is that, six now? Yeah, six for Valley. 5 minutes to play. Here's a feed down toward the baseline. Just happened to be saved. And then stolen back by Rosville. The shot's up, no good. We get a foul call. So Rosville able to come up with a loose basketball. A foul is going to be called on Grant Meyer. It'll be his first. And much more importantly than that probably is the fact that it's going to be Dragon team foul 7. Free throw coming up here for Brock. No. Brock Bush has a half a dozen points. Could not hit the front free throw, but his team still leads by a one at 46-45. Long, hard look at it. This one is up and rolls in. Brock with a little bit of excited fist pump as that goes down, 47-45. And again, it is a two-point lead for Rossville. Valley Falls back up at a basketball, 4:40 to go in the game. Things moving pretty quickly here. Directing them traffic with the ball up top side is going to be Evans. Zach goes to the right. Hayden has it right in front of the Dragon bench, gives it back to Zach. He'll go baseline, dumps it off in the middle. Cervantes, with three defenders on him, tries to put a shot up that gets deflected. Rebound to go down. It's going to be Rossville. Outlet, fast break, layup, good. Quick transition to the other end of the court. And a bucket down there by St. Mildred. And now we're going to have a ball batted out of bounds. They're going to say, in the process of batting it away, we're going to have a foul. It's going to be second foul of the game by Horak. So Rossville committed the foul, and Valley Falls putting the ball in play with 4:07 to go. And now as it comes in, it's just stolen away. They pick the pocket. Dylan Cervantes and Jack Donovan snags the ball from him. Here comes Rossville. Dogs with the ball, leading it by four. It's going to be lost way down at the baseline. 3:52 to go. 49-45. Rossville with the lead. Back up with it. We'll come the Dragons. Left. Valley Falls, there's plenty of time. They just got to run the offense, get the shot they want. Don't have to rush anything. Trailing by four. Back over to the right side. They work toward the baseline, all the way into the corner. Feed it across. On the left side with it is going to be Carney. Hayden starts the right side of the lane. Cut off there. Brings it back to the right. Zach Evans shoots off the glass. And it lays on the back of the rim all that time and falls in. Kate Carney's 14th point. That thing was perfectly balanced on the back of the rim, and it just sat there and sat there before finally going through. 49-47. Rossville by a pair. We're inside 3 minutes to go. Pass comes out on top, batted away for a moment, loose on the floor, but it's going to be rescued by Rossville. Perrine heads up playing. We're going to get a Rossville timeout. Here's the deal. Coach McDonald wants to talk it over with his guys, and we're down to 2:49 left in the game. Timeout, Joseph. It's Bulldogs 49, Dragons 47.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Halftime of the game down at the Burlington Tournament. Boys halftime, Sabetla 32, Burlington 18, 32 to 18 in halftime in that one. So try to keep you up to speed on things going on and some of the action around the area. Roswell putting the ball in play. The clock rolling along as we're just over 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Dogs have the ball and they lead by a pair. Around the left side is going to be Perrine. Dumps it over to the edge. It's going to be Donovan. Left side of the free throw line. Back out on top they come. Nice job of working the ball and running some clock. To get into the free throw line. Nothing in the middle. Back off on top it's going to come. Horak with it to Perrine. Back at the free throw line and back out on top into the center circle. 2 minutes to play in the game. 49-47. Now Roswell trapped on the far side and we're going to get a Roswell timeout. It happened right in front of the Roswell bench and right in front of the coach, and when his guy was jammed up there and surrounded by a couple of defenders, immediately, Coach McDonald sprang into action, calling the timeout. Joseph, let's take one with him. Now only 1:55 to go. Roswell 49, Valley Falls 47.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
.155 to play. And I tell you what, there's a great crowd on hand here. Not only fans for both of these teams, but fans and I think the teams from the first two games tonight have both stuck around. I think they're just enjoying a little basketball and, of course, in the back of their mind, I'm sure, maybe just a little bit, is some scouting for their opponent for tomorrow in the final day of the tournament. Now there's a pass goes into the middle. We're going to get a foul and another one on John Brakes. That is his third foul. It is the Dragons' eighth. And for Roswell, an opportunity for St. Mildred, who's, what, 3 out of 6 at the free throw line. This one misses, front half, the 1-1, and Roswell comes down with an offensive board. St. Mildred has missed 3 in a row at 4 of his last 5 free throws. The Valley Falls certainly put the right guy at the line, but did not come up with the board on the missed shot, and we've got 1.5 minutes to go. Roswell holding and controlling the ball. And now we're going to have a foul off the basketball against Roswell. Coach McDonald is calling over the official, and he's extremely unhappy with that call. We've got 1:30 to go in the game. It remains 49-47. Here comes Valley. They've got it in play. They take it over in front of the coach, and Coach Gadsmar says, okay, we got to plot this course. Valley Falls looking for a way to come from behind, but trailing only by 2, so they are within 1 possession. Time out of the court. 1:26 to play. Dogs 49, Valley Falls 47.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Remarkable how these two teams have mirrored one another in so many of the things they've done and how the game has gone for them. Opening quarter, they scored 12 and 15 points. In the second quarter, they scored 12 and 13 points. But then in the fourth quarter, it exploded. 16 and 18. They both really had big quarters. But now in the fourth quarters, I don't know if they're playing it closer to the vest or if they're just not falling in. But it is a 5-5 fourth quarter with a minute 26 to play in the game. These two teams are not putting points on the board the way they were, and now the Dragons will throw it away. Trying to put the ball out to the top and a little misjudgment of where his teammate was going to be. That pass out of bounds. Here comes Rossville. They'll feed it underneath on the floor one time. The shot is up and a foul. So you count the bucket, you add the foul. For Dylan, it'll be his fourth tonight in his return to the floor. And coming to the free throw line, having picked up his 10th point with that shot, Jack Donovan looking for point number 11. Hits it. So Donovan hits the shot, making it now 52-47. And with a minute 15 to go, 5-point game is a whole different animal. Donovan Falls is going to have to be much more aggressive. Going to have to look to force the score. The driving shot is up and in, and they're going to wave it off an offensive foul, and Cervantes is fouled out. So Dylan Cervantes, who knew as a senior, they're down, they got to do something, they got to force up and get some points. And as he goes into the middle, in one of those bang-bang plays underneath the rim, could have easily gone count the bucket a plus one, but instead it's an offensive foul. You wave off the bucket, your senior fouls out, and your opponent, who leads by five, gets the ball back with a minute 10 to play. Full court pressure now by Valley Falls. Rossville takes it across the timeline. Swings it over to the left side. Perrine goes baseline. Slips. No travel. They'll swing it back over to the wing. Dragons not fouling. I think Coach Gatzmeyer wants them to do that. And now we're going to get a foul called. We're at 55 seconds to go. And Rossville will come to the free throw line, as it is the fourth foul tonight for Thayer Coleman. All of them, by the way, have come in the second half. Jack Donovan's up there. He's got 11 points. Hit that free throw just a minute ago. And as that's the 10th team foul for Valley Falls, it'll be a couple of shots here for Donovan. Jack eyes it up. First one rolls out. No good. 52-47 still. Rossville with 55 seconds left. Jack's looking this one over. Bit of a knee pin. Flips it with the right hand. Puts it right through. So Donovan has a dozen, and it's 53-47. Dragons have no time for extended offensive possessions. They got to score some points shortly. 44 seconds left. Nobody shooting the ball. Comes back on top. And Coach Katzmeyer is going to talk to his team, I think. He wants a full timeout. He's got to tell him. Got to get him some points. We're taking a break, Joseph. 41 seconds to go. It's a 6-point game. 53-47, Rossville leading Valley Falls.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Hey, we're back with you here from the Valley Falls Boys Invitational Tournament. This game is taking a bit of time, but there are now 41 seconds to play. 53-47, Rossville out front. Tomorrow afternoon, Benedictine basketball on K-Radio. Noon game for the ladies, 2 o'clock for the guys. And now, Valley Falls is going to bring it in. Drive into the lane, dump it to the edge. Passing up the three, comes back on top. Not what I thought they were going to do. Now they'll go down the right side of the lane. The shot is up in traffic. No good. Rossville rebounds it down, but we'll have a foul called. No. Is that a foul? It is. And Valley Falls is going to come to the line. I did not think that he was calling that foul, and then it came very late from an official behind a play over near the scorer's table. Free throw is up and in. It's going to be the second foul of the game, by the way, for Roscoe's Kate Wright, if you're keeping a scorebook at home. And the first free throw is successful for Zach Evans. Zach with a second shot that is not going to go in. Roscoe boards it down. 27 seconds left, and quickly Valley Falls commits the foul deep in the backcourt. That is going to send Roscoe to the free throw line with 26 to go. That's a couple of fouls for Zach Evans, and again, Valley Falls is over the double bonus limit. Coach Gadsmeyer is going to make an offense-defense switch. And coming into the game for Valley, really for the first time tonight that I've noticed, at least, is going to be Miles Wright. Free throw, no. So Kate Perrine does not get the first one. He's still at 6 points in the game, but his team is in front by five. Second shot. Rolls in, catches, and goes in. 54-48. Shot for the baseline, off the mark. The rebound is going to go away, out of bounds. Back it'll come to Valley Falls. But now, the clock. 19 seconds left, and it is a 6 point game. Valley Falls down 2 3-point possessions. Quickly on top, over to the right. They pass up one long shot. Kick it out on top, 14. Clock running, 13. And an offensive foul. That's going to steal it. An offensive foul by the Dragons. And that, I think, is on Hayden. It's going to be on Zach. Zach's third. 12 seconds left. Rossville in the backcourt. Are they going to foul him? They will. 9 seconds left. Silver Valley Falls down 6. Now with 9 seconds of play, they will commit a foul. And once again, we're going to see Rossville making a stroll to the other end of the court. And as he comes to the line, Jack Donovan is going to find all of his teammates dropping into the backcourt. So Jack's up there all alone. He's hit 2 of his last 3. That one will not go in. One more shot for Jack Donovan. He's got a dozen points tonight. Looks over to second free throw, and that one is good. So he hits that one, making it 55-48. 3-point shot, Dragons no good. Offensive board with 2, with 1. 3-point shot, no good. Final score tonight in game number 2. Roswell, 55. Valley Falls, 48. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications post-game show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications post-game show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, it's good to have you back with us here in Valley Falls, Kansas, the Boys Invitational Tournament, where this game has gone the way of the Roswell Dogs, 55-48. recapping the scoring for you this evening in game number two. First of all, for Rossville, 17 points for St. Mildred to lead the way, 13 for Jack Donovan. A couple of guys at double-figure scoring. Right after them, coming off the bench, William Cook had 8. 7 apiece were both Brock Bush and also Cade Perrine. 3 in the ballgame tonight for Tayson Horak. For Valley Falls, what a night Zach Evans put together. He was your Bank of Atchison player of the game with 20 tonight, leading all scorers. Right behind him, Hayden Kearney with 14, 8 tonight. For Dylan Cervantes, as he returns to the basketball floor, coming off an injury suffered some time ago. Great to see him back out there and looking well. Riding out the scoring tonight for Valley Falls is John Frakes. First game of the night, ACCHS over Oskaloosa, 52-43 this game. Rossville gets over Valley Falls, 55-48. Tomorrow, the Ravens. Ladies at noon, guys at 2. And then next week, games, well, just pretty much every night. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Tim, we greet you tomorrow for our man, Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch here in Valley Falls, Kansas, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.